This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Wellness Wednesday, we're joined by Raina Lewis, Regional Sales Manager with Central Life Sciences. Raina, what are some of the primary pest threats for dairy producers this time of year as we enter the warmer months?
So there's four main flies that present a challenge on a dairy: the house fly, the face fly, the horn fly, and the stable fly. And if you do not do anything for fly control, those numbers can get up to about 4,000 flies per animal.
Wow, that's a lot of flies. What's the nastiest fly out there?
Yeah, each has kind of their own way of impacting production, but the house fly is the most prominent, and it's a known to spread diseases. Every producer knows the issues that mastitis can bring to their operation, and they can also spread viral diseases as well.
So what are some of the bottom line impacts of fly infestations?
That's a great question, because I think that most individuals just see flies as a nuisance. They are a nuisance to workers on a dairy. They don't want to have to deal with thousands of flies when they are out walking pens and moving cattle. But unfortunately, flies are more than just a nuisance. They do have an economic impact. Research shows that high populations of stable flies, which you often see on the legs of those cows, can lower milk production by 15 to 30%. So with production losses like that, I mean, it's no surprise that flies can cost U.S. dairy producers $250 million per year in losses, and that's just the stable fly. When you also factor in something like the face fly, which, as the name explains, it's often found around the face of cattle, they can spread pink eye. And if you tie in treatment and production loss from those, you can estimate it to cost U.S. producers close to $150 million per year. So definitely more than just a nuisance.
Yeah, it starts to add up. And when dairy farmers are sitting around in their management meetings looking ahead at the year.
So I always tell producers the most effective fly control program is built around stopping the development of new flies. Fortunately for dairies, there's a product called Clarifly Larvicide. It's a feed-through fly control product that can achieve as much as 96.7% reduction in flies emerging from the manure of treated animals.
And this product has been around a while, and, you know, we've heard it on the air, Clarifly Larvicide. But let's recap, just how does Clarifly Larvicide work?
Yes, it's mixed into your cow's feed, and that can be done in several different ways. But those cattle are going to consume that product that includes Clarifly, and then it's going to pass through their digestive system, not absorb, but pass out into their manure. And those female flies will lay her eggs in that treated manure. And then Clarifly works to interrupt the life cycle of that fly so that it doesn't ever emerge into an adult fly.
We hear about the 30-30 approach. What does that mean for producers?
Yeah, this accounts for that unpredictable weather. Flies begin to develop when that average temperature reaches about 65 degrees. And we ask producers to start feeding 30 days before their last frost in the spring and 30 days past their last frost in the fall, just to make sure that they're covered for that unpredictable weather so that that manure is getting treated and we're not seeing some upticks in flies early or late in the season. I know that some areas we might be getting past some of those recommended start dates, but you can definitely start Clarifly. You might just have to wait a few weeks before you start seeing a reduction in population. That's just based on the life cycle of any current flies that you have.
Well, they are called pests for a reason. They do hang around if you don't have a plan in place. And Central Life Sciences does have a plan in place.
Yeah. So we tell our customers, you know, there's no silver bullet to fly control, unfortunately. So you want to try to stop the development of new flies. And Clarifly will cover the manure where those four flies develop. But some of the flies that I talked about earlier, they also develop in other areas of the operation. Like if a dairy producer has an old push-out pile that's been sitting there for a while, or spilled feed around the commodity barn and other places, those are areas that those flies like to develop as well. So it's important to try and remove all those areas where flies are going to feed and breed and rest. As I said, you'll still see some flies develop. And so when those flies come out, you know, it's a full-time job to try and keep everything cleaned up and moved around. But when you do start seeing some adult fly populations, you can supplement some of that with those traditional baits and sprays and traps. There's several of those available through the Starbar product line. So I just think it's important when a producer is setting out their plans for the year, all of what they want those fly populations to look like for those treatment plans.
Raina Lewis, the Regional Sales Manager with Central Life Sciences. And again, for more details, go to centralflycontrol.com.